the martyrs of communism. At the end of the second millennia, the church became the Church of Martyrs. The persecution of priests, friars, and laics resulted in martyrs' bloodletting in different parts of the world, wrote Pope John Paul II in his apostolic letter, number 37, Tertio Millennio Adveniente, during the preparation of a jubilee year of 2000. Of the Hungarian dictatorships in the 20th century, the communist dictatorships created the most victims, partially at the beginning of the century during the Hungarian Soviet Republic and mostly after 1945 during the decades of incremental establishment of the communist regime. From March 21, 1919, the day of the birth of the Hungarian Soviet Republic, and during its 133 days of horror, 11 priests were documented killed. Most were accused of some kind of crime, but they ultimately were killed for being priests, and as such, they projected ideas that were going counter to the regime's theories. After World War II, one of the first victims of the institutionalized communist dictatorship and anti-church movements was Salis P. Kirsch, a Silesian friar. He was a very influential predicator and the politician of the Agrarian Workers and Civic Party. He was arrested in Gyöngyös. The move was a symbolic attack against the Catholic Church and that party. The official reason was that he allegedly led an attack on looting Russian troops. The attacks were committed during 1945-46 by some young boys. Salis Kirsch was arrested for trumped-up charges as a mastermind for his attack that resulted in 4 or 5 Russian casualties. He was handed over to the Russian military police. He was tortured, but he never gave up his oath to keep the secret of holy confession. The Soviet military tribunal sentenced him to death by a firing squad, which was carried out on December 10, 1946. We highlight the case of Lajos Könösi, who fell victim to the practices of the coalition government. As a bishop of Esztergom County, he worked at the Ministry of Education and Religious Affairs. He was arrested during the times when the government takeover of schools was in progress. With extensive torture, the communist secret police tried to make him confess and be a false witness against Cardinal Mincenti. He never budged and eventually was taken to Margaret Hospital. He died of the wounds he received under police torture on May the 31st, 1948. Spare his physician, he was tortured to death. The Mincenti case clearly showed the government's bias against the church, and those who were executed are in the minority, who were killed after being formally charged. Most notable example of that is the later beatified Silesian friar István Sándor, who was sentenced to death in a so-called party guard lawsuit. His alleged crime, besides the illegal religious youth organizing, was that he kept contact with some of the orphans who were brought up in his Silesian monastery and were later enlisted to the communist police by force. His death sentence was carried out on June the 8th, 1953. This regime seldom prosecuted religious individuals with trumped-up charges that resulted in the death sentence. It was rather common that the individuals who sided up with their faith and never giving up their Catholic convictions or considered dangerous were forcibly sent to a remote region or ended up in prison, where then they were subject to daily torture and kept in inhuman conditions. Many of them died as a consequence of these horrendous events. There has to be distinguished attention paid to the fates of those priests in 1957 who gradually became victims of covert repression of the church. Their death was often staged as robbery gone wrong, suicide or accident. The regime's plan was to intimidate religious folks and drive them away from the church. One night, Janusz Brenner, chaplain from Rabokethely, was called to Zsida to a seriously ill person by his altar boy on December the 14th, 1957. On his way there, he was attacked, and after a brief fight, he was stabbed 32 times.
Two men were charged with the murder and sentenced,
but his real killers were never apprehended. On December the 7th, 1957, Pár Szekuli, chaplain, was found dead in the well of the parish office in Öskü. First, the authorities determined that it was a suicide. Then, on January of 1959, his parish priest, József Miklós, was arrested, along with his main, Katalin Miklós. Due to the bravery and professionalism of the judge, they were never convicted despite the authorities' all trickery. They were let go free. The murder was committed by the political police
under instructions from
the Communist Party.